This is a podcast from Rover.
Married at First Sight is on the telly at the moment. It's back tonight, 7 p.m. on 3, but last night was juicy.
It was. And I don't care what you think. You're the only one who cheated on this show, Sarah.
Own that you had a connection with her.
Seriously, shut up, Sarah.
Now, look, this show is definitely not my cup of tea, but I have a connection with it because if you're hearing this news for the first time, my mum Marge, my wonderful mum Marge, who is 89 years old, is the world's biggest Married at First Sight fan. She's been watching the shows, I think, pretty much since they started. Loves it. It's a guilty pleasure.
She's the only one in the retirement village that watches it, eh? No one's joined her through the years. No one said, oh, come and watch it with your Marge. She's the only one.
Absolutely. The rest of them are doing, you know, Coro reruns, Antique Roadshow, you know, maybe
Country
A Dog's
calendar.
Life, Country Calendar, not Mum, no. She's Married at First Sight. Young, trashy romance. That's what she's into.
Yeah.
And she's on the phone this morning, Marge. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, guys.
Morning,
Marge. How you doing today, Mum? You doing all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. You're not feeling too emotionally wrung out after last night's Married at First Sight show?
Oh, no, my goodness. Oh, that was a bit of a lark, I tell you what, you know.
So what on earth is going on? We had someone turn up with someone else and then that rarked everybody back up. Is there is anyone looking good, Marge? With the show?
Well, funnily enough, it's quite disappointing because the couples that I thought were firm, you know, in the beginning, I thought, oh, they're going to go through, especially the older ones like Lucinda and Timothy and Richard and Andrea and young Cassandra and Tristan. I thought, oh, they're, you know.
That'll
and
work.
Of course, they all went out halfway through. They decided, well, wasn't for them and they've gone out. Although Richard, I never liked him because he's quite potty-mouthed and disrespectful to Andrea, you know.
Yeah.
Was he? Now, Mum, was he the... Because on this season they had like an older guy on, right?
Yeah,
was that Richard?
Was
it?
He was 62, the one with the motorbike, you know.
Yes.
Oh.
I think he thought he was 25, you know, and he really potty-mouthed, you know. And, I mean, he was talking about everything they were doing in the bedroom and really disrespecting her. And I think that seemed to put her off from the beginning. And she never sort of got over that, you know. And there you go. They went their own way. And Lucinda, of course, she's the favourite. Everybody loves Lucinda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard of her.
Lovely lady with Timothy. And, she's wonderful, you know. But unfortunately, Timothy... I mean, he's a lovely man, but he's got demons, you know. And, she's going to get so far with him. But apparently they've remained friends, which is good.
Okay, well, that's nearly as good, isn't
it? So Sarah has texted us in, Marge. She's listening to you right now. Sarah's texting saying she is very cringy to watch, but she just can't look away. Is that what you're finding your relationship has turned into with Married at First Sight? You just can't turn it off.
Yes, I mean, you don't want to miss anything. So much drama, you think, I just don't want to miss anything.
Yeah,
but last night, the reunion, that was a bit of a, you know, I don't know whether you know, but there's Jono in it, and he was with Lauren.
Yes.
Okay,
right,
yes.
Yep.
You know, and he was leading her along all the time, poor Lauren, and... he was, you know, behind her back, he was texting Ellie.
Oh, dirty Jono. Sick of him.
Yeah, he was texting Ellie, and of course he was, not telling Lauren.
Of course
Lauren.
He wasn't. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't. What a rookie mistake.
She found all these messages on his phone. And he said, oh, there was only one or two, and they meant nothing, and Ellie wasn't his type, you know, he wasn't into
her. So he denied it all, even though she was onto him. That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
But they were texting each other behind Lauren's back, and of course, last night he had the audacity to walk in with her.
With the one he'd been texting?
You know, yes.
Unbelievable.
And which caused some ruckus, and they were flaunting their relationship in her face, you know.
Oh,
jeepers.
So, Mum, tell me, so tonight, it's back on again tonight. Is that then...
Yes.
Oh, God, fingers crossed.
Is that the
is
last
that now
one?
The end of it? Is that the end
well,
of
I
it?
Well, I thought it was, would be the end with a reunion, but apparently they have to go and be grilled by the experts tonight. So I think, you know, they all get on the couch tonight and the experts grill them all.
Wow. Oh,
they don't, and then they don't need it. Experts. They should just send you over, Mum.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, I mean, I offered, but, you know, I never heard anything back. So there you go.
Still. And then not long to wait, I imagine, Marge, until the New Zealand version comes, because I know they did film it. So we'll have to wait and
ooh,
see.
Well, that'll be good. Look yeah. forward to that.
Well, Marge, our maths correspondent, thank you so much for your time this morning, and you have a great Monday.
Yes, and just for if any of your listeners are looking for something sort of a bit to delight in, I would recommend The Couple Next Door, it's called, and it's on TVNZ Plus.
Okay.
The Couple Next Door.
Oh, I haven't checked the rating on that, Marge.
Couple Next Door.
Okay.
All right, well, yeah, knowing I mean, you, I won't be watching that.
Good on you, Marge. Okay.